Your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With Simply Safe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7.
Go right now to simplysafe.com/radio.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Staggering numbers from the southern border. That's the word being used by the Border Patrol chief giving a briefing for the fiscal year that just ended.
Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says their enforcement actions at the southwest border totaled nearly 1 million this past fiscal year, an 88% increase over last year.
Arrivals from families to the border in fiscal year 2019 more than tripled any previous fiscal year on record. Our Border Patrol facilities, we've talked about this, we're not designed to hold families or children.
But he says the numbers have been decreasing each of the last 4 months. He credits President Trump's push to collaborate with El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and especially Mexico, specifically the migrant protection protocols, which force asylum seekers to wait out their cases in Mexico. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
New York's governor just announcing the state's first vaping-related death, a 17-year-old in New York City. That makes at least 23 deaths in more than a dozen states. Federal health officials still investigating the vaping illness outbreak that has sickened more than 1,000 people around the country. High levels of uranium exposure found in women and babies as a push continues to clear mining sites across the Navajo Nation.
Decades after uranium mining ended near Native American communities, the damage is still being felt. A health official with Navajo Nation for Indian Health Service telling a congressional field hearing that new research finds about a quarter of the nearly 800 Navajo women and some infants screened were found with high levels of radioactive metal in their systems. The concentrations, according to the federally funded University of New Mexico study, exceeded levels found in the highest 5% of the rest of the U.S. population. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a sell-off continues, driven at least in large part by the China trade dispute again. The Dow's down 175. And Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. Easy to do, too. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now for a Tuesday. This is a period of time where a lot of candidates are stepping up and announcing their election or their re-election. And in fact, we got a release yesterday from Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman District 22, saying it was the honor of her life serving. And I thought, oh my God, she's not going to run. But it turns out, there's a good outcome to the story. Melissa Hardy is running for re-election in Assembly District 22. For those that don't live in 22, or those that do and don't know who their representative is, where is 22?
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to be back on your show. It's always a pleasure to be here. I'm excited that I am announcing my re-election for Assembly District 22. The boundaries of that district, it's basically south of the 215. It encompasses the Green Valley Ranch area, goes along the 95 out to the Mission Hills area, and then it goes over to Seven Hills. There's a little bit of the Anthem in it also, but it's pretty much that whole area of Green Valley Ranch south of the 215.
I know that you felt really good after the session. But in your release, you talk about there's still work to be done. Can you talk about areas that you felt were good for you? And I know that you were in here talking about legislation that you end up getting passed. Can you talk a little bit about the 80th Nevada Legislature and how the good, the bad, and the ugly, but also looking ahead to the 81st?
Sure. You're correct. I was fortunate as a freshman that I successfully got two bills passed. AB 141 was a big one that will help to lower the cost of prescription drugs, and I look forward. I'm doing work on the interim with stakeholders to figure out ways that we can build on that legislation going forward. I was assigned to the Prescription Drug Cost Interim Study Committee, so that'll be exciting to work with my fellow legislators and, again, find ways that we can build upon that. I think going forward for the next legislative session, there will definitely be more work done in the education. You know, we had the new funding formula come out, and I'm sure that there will be, though they are doing studies on that now. That committee met recently, and so I know that there will probably be adjustments that need to be made, and, you know, education is always a big issue, so I'm sure that we will address that. Also, healthcare continues to be an issue for all Nevadans. The cost of healthcare, insurance, prescription drugs, you know, Medicare, all of those components, so that will definitely be something we address, and I would also like to see us continue to address business issues, business legislation. There was a lot of anti-business legislation this last session, and I suspect that will come back again. But we need to do what we can to focus on keeping Nevada business friendly, continuing to grow our economy, to bring good quality, high-paying jobs to our citizens. And so those are three areas I think that will definitely be addressed that I would like to work on next session.
I want to talk about the opportunity scholarships, because a lot of people felt like the Democrats really really hindered families. In fact, some families, I guess, that had been on it or that would like to have been on it, and they were denied the opportunity. And this was a program, this is a program that we know works. I mean, we've seen the needle move. What stood in the way of expanding opportunity scholarships? And who was it? Was it the teachers union? Was it Democrats in the assembly? Where did we fail our kids?
I think it is a combination of all of those things of why it didn't go through as we wanted. And like you said, it's really unfortunate because the opportunity scholarships benefited the students and families in a lot of those representatives' districts. There seems to be a misconception that those scholarships were for the wealthy or, you know, the middle class and up. But in actuality, they helped those lower income families and children, you know, that had not done well in other schools and had this opportunity to go to these to other schools through these scholarships. So, you know, it's unfortunate. The Democrats, they just didn't like them. They see them as taking money away from public schools. And so, you know, we fought really hard for those. And yeah, there are a lot of kids that are going to lose those, and there will not be any more children that get them. So
what is the, just so we know, and you may, I don't mean to ambush on this because you can't know every piece of legislation, but I'm curious, where do we stand? How much damage was done to opportunity scholarships in this last session?
Well, we wanted, I know if I remember right, they did not add any additional money to that program. And I think there are around 2,000 students that were receiving those. And I can't remember the exact number of how many will lose them. But, I mean, it was significant.
It was the way I remember it, built into the original bill was 10% increase. And they took the 10% increase out.
Correct. Right. So they did away with that. And so there will be no more additional scholarships. And, you know, they're going to have to operate with the money that they have, which isn't going to go far, and it's not going to increase.
Again, Melissa Hardy joining us from District 22. She announced just yesterday she's running for re-election. We're going to talk about what running for re-election is all about. A lot of it has to do with fundraising, and we'll talk about you know, how difficult this is. We got a lot of money being sucked out of the economy with a presidential election. You've got a lot of other big races that are going to be coming up. How difficult is it to function in this environment when you're trying to raise money, but there is a whole lot of money going out for presidential races and things like that? We'll do that and more coming up. By the way, you will get your opportunity at your wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up in just a few minutes. That'll be coming up bottom of the hour. So stick around. More to do as we continue live and local. Now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the chili Colorado combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too, it's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. We're talking with Melissa Hardy from District 22. She is running for re-election. Was it a tough decision? I mean, you've got business, you've got family, you got all kinds of stuff going on. Was it a tough decision? Because this thing takes up a lot of time, and it doesn't pay a lot of money, does it?
No, you're right. It is a tough decision. It's definitely a sacrifice on our families, on us personally. It takes a lot of work, and like you said, for not much pay, but the rewards are great. And, you know, every time a decision like this comes up, I put a lot of thought into it and talk with my family. But, you know, we were all in agreement that we need good public servants. And I think that I bring a good voice to the legislature. I have a great background from living here my entire life and running a business and raising my family. So all in all, it was a rather easy decision.
You mentioned earlier the bill that you sponsored that got passed relative to drug prices and things like that. What's the next step on that particular issue?
Well, hopefully, you know, honestly, I'm not sure. We're starting to look at other states and see what they have done with prescription drugs. And like I said, I'm excited to work on the prescription drug committee and explore what we can do and what's worked in other states, you know, whether it's how we address co-payments on drugs or cash pricing, how the insurance handles it, all of those things, you know, we're going to explore and see where we can go with this.
Is it the drug manufacturers? Is it the pharmacists? Who are the linchpins on lowering cost? I mean, where should we begin to look? Logic tells me, well, it's the drug manufacturers. They're making gazillions of dollars. They charge folks in the UK and Germany half what they're charging us. Well, let's start with them. Is it the drug manufacturers? Is it the pharmacists? And I forget what the term is that they use. In fact, it was in the bill that you passed. There's a term for the pharmacist.
Yeah, so you're probably referring to a PBM.
That's
pharmacy benefit manager. So, to answer the question, it's all of those people, the PBMs, the drug manufacturers, the insurance companies, all the pharmacists, all of that goes into, you know, the drug pricing and then how much insurances are willing to pay or reimburse. And it's when I took on this bill, I didn't realize how involved and truly complicated the whole area is, because you do, you have all these players. And so the goal is you've got to bring them all to the table and figure out, okay, if we want this, are you willing to give this? Or, you know, how far are you willing to come? Because in the end, yes, you know, they want to make money, but in the end, it's about us, the patients, the consumers that are paying for these medications, and they're costly, especially people that have, you know, terminal illnesses or say something like diabetes or that have to take these drugs the rest of their lives every month, and they're just outrageously expensive. So the goal is to try and save the average consumer money. That's the whole goal of this.
Let me ask you, how difficult has it been to bring Democrats into this argument? Because Democrats, like Republicans, like independents, we all pay exorbitant prices for prescription drugs. Logic would tell me this would be an incredible bipartisan issue because everybody faces these drug prices. How tough has it been to get Democrats to the table on this?
Well, you're exactly right. This is not a partisan issue at all. And that was one of the reasons that I chose to do this bill and work on this topic, is because it doesn't matter what your political registration is. It affects everyone. So honestly, I had a lot of support for this bill, both sides of the aisle, just because of that fact. And I know, you know, there's me and several other Democrats that are going to be on that prescription drug committee. And so I think this is an issue that we can all come together, because it affects us all the same way. So that's why I'm excited to work on this topic. And I feel going forward again that I will have support on the other side of the aisle. And hopefully with that bipartisan support, then we have more of, you know, we're collaborating, so then we can go to the PBMs and the pharmacists and stuff like that and say, you know, we agree on this. We want to work together on this. So, you know, what are you willing to do?
That has been your bailiwick. Are there some other issues that you want to tackle in the next session? Are there some areas of interest that maybe you haven't dealt with yet that you think maybe is, you know, falls under the heading of unfinished business?
I know that this last session, criminal justice reform was a big topic, and I think that will be brought up again. I'd like to learn more about that. Like I said, what we can do with education, again, you know, I've been a proponent of school choice and will remain that way, and so hopefully we can do some more with school choice and giving parents a voice and more involvement in the education choices for their children.
What did you think of the first term of Governor Sisolak, his first legislative session? Did you have much interaction with him at all? And if so, what did you think of his style and his substance?
Honestly, I didn't have that much interaction with him. He came around the first week or two of session and personally met with each one of us and, you know, took pictures and whatever. And so that was pretty much all that I really interacted with him. I think I honestly don't know how involved he was in all of this. And, you know, obviously a lot of money was spent this legislative session and a lot of things that we didn't support as Republicans. So I assume that that's going to continue. So it kind of remains to be seen, you know, what he's going to do with the remainder of his 3.5 years. But
well, let me just ask you in our final couple of minutes, everybody I talked to in Carson City, they're all saying the same thing. The Democrats, in order to fulfill promises they've made to teachers, to union workers, to all kinds of folks, they're going to have to increase taxes. Are you going to be having to fight back against people that want to raise our taxes?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we did that this session because if you looked at the budget that they put out originally, you know, in the state of the state and all that, it was just crazy amounts of money and always begs the question, where are you going to get the money? Nothing's free. All these, oh, this is free and that's free and, you know, yeah, nothing's free. Who's paying for that? It's the taxpayer. And so, yeah, we fought against that in this session and we will definitely continue to fight against that because the money has to come from somewhere, whether it's business taxes, you know, middle class taxes. It has to come from somewhere.
Final minute. I got to ask you, why is it important that Republicans take back, certainly get out of super minority status in the assembly, but also maybe make inroads in the Senate as well?
Well, that's our whole goal in this election cycle is to pick up seats in the assembly. As you said, we are in a super minority. We only had 13 seats. We need to at least get to 15 so that we aren't just playing defense. The Democrats have to work with us, that we have the ability to actually block legislation, which we did not have that this time.
If folks want to reach out to you, they want to help you in some way, yard signs, maybe they want to cut you a check. I don't know. We'd like that, I'm sure. How do they reach you?
The easiest way would be to go to my website, which is hardy4nevada.com.
The number four,
hardy4nevada.com. There's a donate button on there. There's a volunteer email. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me. And I'd appreciate all the help I can get. It'd be great.
Melissa, always good to have you in. Thanks so much. And next time you're in the neighborhood, come on by.
Oh, of course.
Melissa Hardy, District 22, running for re-election. It's official now. Stick around. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all is coming up next. Live and local now.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are lower after the U.S. blacklisted a group of Chinese companies as it prepares for another round of trade negotiations. The move casting more doubt over any potential resolution to the ongoing trade war. And Boeing's troubles keep mounting. The aerospace giant announcing that it has delivered half the number of planes in the first 9 months of this year than it did in the same period a year ago, as Boeing continues to struggle with the grounding of its 737 MAX jets. And the parent company of Toys R Us is turning to a competitor to restart its online business ahead of the holiday shopping season. True Kids Brands, which owns the Toys R Us brands, will be linking its Toys R Us website with Target.com so you can purchase the toys from Target, have them delivered, or pick them up at a Target store. Toys R Us closed its remaining stores back in June of 2018. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ruth Rebarski, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The chairman of three House committees say they'll subpoena European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland. He was ordered by the State Department to not show up for testimony scheduled today. The Democrats also want texts and emails they say are relevant to the investigation into whether President Trump abused his power by requesting that Joe Biden be investigated in Ukraine. The Supreme Court's heard arguments today in cases about whether LGBT people should be protected from job discrimination. John Birch represents two Michigan funeral homeowners who fired a transgender employee and says that protection is not covered under federal law.
If unelected government officials are allowed to make up the law in accordance with their own policy preferences, that will hurt everyone.
That fired employee, Amy Stevens, outside the court.
I would like to say thank you for all the support that I'm getting. I appreciate each and every one of you.
The court heard arguments in three cases related to the issue, and decisions expected early next summer. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Chris Wallace on Fox News Channel.
The animating question for me is always, what's going to happen next? If people sense that you're not pushing an agenda, you're not pulling your punches, they're going to rely on you. It's a commitment to the truth. One of the advantages, I think, of having been in this business so long, you're able to detect what is real, what is important, and what's just political noise.
Chris Wallace on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. You know what that means when we get to 11:35. It is time for our wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you call in, you tell me what it is that matters to you. If you're ringing in, we will get you screened momentarily. If you are holding, we will get to your calls momentarily as well. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's begin with Frank, my buddy Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Kevin, is ignorance an excuse of the law?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
No, yes. All right. And
ignorance is bliss, though. I don't know if that's your next question.
well, yes, but you're still sitting behind bars.
Yeah, I know.
In bliss. And as we speak of sitting behind bars, God bless Biden. Now, I thought it was his own selfishness, and it is. I told you a year ago why he's running. He's running to stay out. No, he's running to keep his son out of prison, and God bless him for loving his son that much. When I saw Obama, and it was on tape, I don't have the video, I don't have your resources, let alone the network's resources, when President Hussein leaned over and said, Joe, you don't have to do this. Yes, he did. He's doing this to stay out of prison. He's projecting that our president, who's trying to operate and keep treason, and treason for what? How many? Since the beginning of man, treason has always consummated the ultimate price. But God bless him for loving his son, that cokehead idiot. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. That frees up a line you've been trying to get through. We've got one line open, so you want to seize it now, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. 844-263-8232. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Say, Kevin, before I get to my topic, I called you a little before 10. You asked for calls, and Ashley said it was the Glenn Beck Show. Is that correct?
No. In Reno, we're on the full 3 hours.
Oh, okay. Maybe in Vegas it's different?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. Good. So she was correct. Good. All right.
Ashley is always correct.
Okay. I'm wrong. I heard you briefly talk about the Curtis situation.
Yep.
And I didn't get the full thing, but let me say this. I don't know the details, but I think this is an act of perfidy if he's abandoning these people. I don't know how many troops he's pulling out. I don't know his backup plan. And I think you agree there. You know, if these people fought and died with us, I know they expected something in return. To turn our back on them and to leave them to the Turks, it's just perfidious. And I totally disagree, you know, with Trump on this. And I'm going to make another correlation here. I know it's complex. I know Turkey's in NATO. But as far as I'm concerned, NATO is passé and screw Turkey. We should move closer to other people. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, so in other words, you're saying that we're making friends with the wrong people.
Yes. I think NATO is gone. We don't need to encircle Russia with Turkey on the south. We need to worry more about, in my opinion, a resurgence Ottoman Empire. But anyway, that's just the way I think other people are going to look at it. Now, look, he also made promises about a wall. I never expected a wall to be built. I don't see a wall. I hear a Kevin wall. He had Republican Congress for 2 years. Is he conning people, like the left says? Is he making promises that he has no intention of fulfilling? And you've seen the Maltese Falcon a couple of times on network tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
If I can make an analogy there, you remember at the end when they say, Bogey says, we need a fall guy? And they all look at Wilma, the gunsel. And they say, give him Wilma, and Casper Gutman, the fat man, says, no, he's like a son to me. I'll take him. Are the Republican Party the fall guy? Because I think the Republicans want open borders, and they're blaming it on the fall guy, the Democratic Party, and I think the ones being fooled as the police there are the people listening to these talk shows, the Republicans. Am I wrong there? Is that an they all want it, don't they?
No. The National Chamber of Commerce, I think, wants cheap labor. I think a lot of business people, who probably are Republicans, want cheap labor. They see it benefiting their business. But the Republican Party per se, no. That's why when I pass along this this information, 851,000 captured along our southern border in the fiscal year ending the end of September and the beginning of October. But what is great is that the numbers arrested now are like 2/3 lower than what they were in May when they had the surge of immigrants coming across our border. Yeah, it's much, much different. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Steven. Steven, talk to me. You're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Mr. Kevin, I've got 3 points. If I can get like 30 seconds, I'd like to get all three in. Okay, I'd like to commend Frank for either his intelligence sources or his evaluated situation with the father and son. Mike, I'd like for you to, as your assignment, listen between 3 and 6 in the morning to Infowars.com And number three, Kevin, I'd like for you to call a meeting of all your listeners and get together so we can start networking. Trump has called up the Marines. He realizes that the CIA is probably in the process of getting ready to do something to him. It looks like there's going to be a potential conflict. I need to know some of the people that I listen to on this station.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. We'll see if we can arrange that. Now, we do, you know that we do events like debate watch parties and things like that. But they're more fun. But it is a place where a lot of conservative people come together and talk about the issues. Coming up, you're not going to believe what James Clapper is saying now. James Clapper, former director of national intelligence, he is a part of this deep state within our intelligence community, even though he's not in office now. But he's still out there poisoning the well. And he would do anything to bring down the president of the United States. We'll get to that and more coming up. Take a quick break. It's all coming up. I've got one line open, so if you want to seize it now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. It's easy to do. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed.
It's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. James Clapper is the former DNI. If you don't know what that is the Director of National Intelligence. He's the guy that knows all the secrets from all the different agencies. Okay. There are those that believe he is part of a deep state attempted coup of this president. He went on CNN. He's a paid consultant for CNN, and he was on with Don Lemon last night. And I wanted to make sure we got this in because sometimes you get to the end of the program and there's just not enough time and you can't get something in. I wanted to make sure I got this in. Listen to James Clapper, the former DNI, with Don Lemon, a flaming liberal. Here he is, Don Lemon, James Clapper on CNN.
When I was in the Obama administration, and every few weeks I'd get a batch of memos of record of phone conversations that President Obama was having with foreign leaders, and they were characteristically boring because they were all kind of pre-scripted, pre-choreographed, pre-staffed, and they were pretty benign, vanilla things. And, of course, our stable genius, kind of operates off the top of his head and makes commitments and says things that turn out to be difficult to follow up. And it's... It'd be almost amusing if it weren't so serious.
Well, I mean, you know, in his unmatched wisdom. Are you worried about the president's increasing unpredictability as this impeachment inquiry intensifies?
I am, Don. I mean, with all the other concerns that we have in the world today, and we're so consumed with this impeachment inquiry and all the follow all that goes along with that, and clearly the president, it's hard for him to concentrate on anything else, or when he does, for briefly, he makes some impetuous move like ordering our troops out of Syria. So it just seems as though the more pressure that's building up here, the more irrational and impetuous he becomes. So this is not good for the security of the country, in my opinion.
Okay, so that's James Clapper. I'm going to let you hear from a Republican. This talk of pulling troops out, a small contingent, out of northern Syria, but everybody made a big deal of it, including Adam Kinzinger, who is a Republican from Illinois, a House member, House Foreign Affairs Committee, and was on with Chris Cuomo. I want you to listen to Adam Kinzinger. He is a Republican, and criticizing the president.
The president pushing back with a lot of determination to critics within his own party and without about his new policy about Turkey and Syria. He has two lines of defense. The first one is, this is what I promised. I'm getting Americans out. This is what Americans want. What's your take?
Well, first off, you know, president has to lead. And that's where a lot of times when people look at public opinion polls, it's America's knee-jerk reaction to want to get out of any war. I understand that. because they have to have leaders that explain why we're doing it. We're actually generally a pretty peaceful country. And so when the president says, you know, look, I'm getting out because of all these reasons, and he talks about endless war and he talks about that kind of stuff, I mean, the reality is terrorism's real. And the decision to end a war is not really ours to make. When you have a whole group of folks that say, you know, look, we're going to go and we're going to create a terrorist attack, whether it's in Iraq or in the United States, that's not our choice. They haven't changed their mind on it. And so, yes, it may have been a campaign promise, but when you become president, I think it has to be more than a campaign promise. And secondarily, too, what we're talking about is the exact kind of fight that those that were against, for instance, the Iraq war and everything else, were talking about. You know, a small group of American soldiers that can empower local indigenous forces to fight that fight. That's exactly what our troops are doing there. And now to say that somehow this is an endless war, I just have to vehemently disagree.
The president says Turkey's our friend. This is his land. Turkey's got concerns. They say these people have terroristic intentions against them. I don't want to get in the way.
Yeah, look, I mean, look, there's no doubt there have been real tensions between Turkey and some of the Kurds. Some of that Turkey is legitimately upset about. But that is painting the Kurds with a broad brush. Now, this is the group that we determined back under the last president that we were going to empower to push back and be what we weren't willing to do. We weren't going to put a lot of ground troops on the ground to occupy territory. So we asked the Kurds to do it. They did it willingly. They took a lot of casualties and a lot of death. Mm-hmm. And then now to abandon them because Turkey's still upset, it's going to send another message again. I mean, too many times America in the past has left our allies behind because we just didn't want to be there anymore. What's going to happen in the next war that inevitably will come in our future history when we have to ask locals to fight with us? Are they going to trust us? I don't know.
The Pentagon says they were surprised. People in military leadership around this president say they were surprised. The president says, I consulted with everybody like I always do. Do you believe the president on this?
It's kind of hard to see. I don't think he would have consulted with everybody. He may have asked Rand Paul and maybe a few others, and maybe did talk to some in the military, but they were surprised. And I think the thing to keep in mind, you know, the military wouldn't want to have 100,000 troops in Syria, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, we hear that there were many in the military that wanted to pull back on the strikes in Iran. But they understand the importance of having a few hundred troops that can get intelligence from the ground that you can't get from the sky,
right,
that can empower local forces, which you can't do from the sky. And so, yeah, it's important.
That's Adam Kinzinger. And even he is questioning the president's judgment relative to this thing. It is a small contingent of troops. So it's not like, we're going to bring, 10,000, 20,000 troops home. That's not what this is about. We'll talk more about this at a later date. In fact, I'll ask Wayne Allen Root tomorrow, or on Thursday, rather. Nah. In fact, I would love to know what Wayne Allen Root thinks about this. For years now, I have been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. In fact, last Friday, I think, was delivery day. Real water has upped its game again, this time with real water concentrate. Just a few squirts of the real water concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. Now, to learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the real water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get real water anytime, any place, on the go. Do it right now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com. They'll deliver it right to your house. The real water concentrate? Yeah. So simple. So even if you don't have a real water distributor in your community, make sure that you take care of yourself. Okay. One of the things that we're going to be talking about tomorrow, there's a story out that the mayor of Minneapolis is trying to charge the Trump reelect campaign something like $800,000 in a security deposit. Now, everybody and their brother knows that when the president comes to speak, it is the safest place in America. Am I right about that? But this mayor, this liberal mayor of liberal Minneapolis, is trying to bully the Trump campaign. And I'll just tell you, it ain't going to work. Thursday and Friday, Thursday in Minneapolis, Friday in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm just telling you, the president is going to speak. It's going to be a rally style speech in both cities. This is going to be something special. It really honestly is. This is going to be a special couple of nights. And I'm betting that he talks about impeachment. Some nights, some rally speeches, he doesn't bring it up. I think he's going to start bringing it up. I think he's going to take his message that he is a victim of this deep state attempted coup. I really believe that. That music means we are just about done. Want to thank you for joining us. Lady Ashley, thank you so much. It's been a wild, crazy day here at the Radio Ranch. But hey, we're better for it. And we hope you are too. Hope you'll join us tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.